Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We have been honored. America has been honored at the AIPAC, American-Israel Alliance Committee, had come together just this week and been just, it's just so encouraging. If you get a chance, you go to AIPAC, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and you can find out the details for it. But we want you to hear the Prime Minister, Bibi. We want to hit you here. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak. I mean, it's just encouraging. We're going to step right into his speaking just yesterday at AIPAC. Listen up.
Draw a clear line. You know that I like to draw lines, especially red ones. But the line I want to draw today is the line between life and death, between right and wrong, between the blessings of a brilliant future and the curses of a dark past. I stood very close to that dividing line 2 weeks ago. I visited an Israeli army field hospital in the Golan Heights. Now, that field hospital wasn't set up for Israelis. It was set up for Syrians. Israel has treated nearly 1,000 wounded Syrians, men, women, and a lot of children. They come to our border fence bleeding and desperate, often they're near death. And on my visit, I met two such Syrians, a shell-shocked father and his badly wounded 5-year-old boy. A few days earlier, the man's wife and baby daughter were blown to bits by Iranian bombs dropped by Assad's Air Force. Now the grieving father was holding his little boy in his arms, and Israeli doctors were struggling to save the boy's life. I heard from them and from the other patients there what all the Syrians who come to be treated in Israel are saying. They all tell the same story. They say, all these years, Assad lied to us. He told us that Iran was our friend and Israel was our enemy. But Iran is killing us. And Israel is saving us. Those Syrians discovered what you've always known to be true. In the Middle East, bludgeoned by butchery and barbarism, Israel is humane. Israel is compassionate. Israel is a force for good. That border that runs 100 yards east of that field hospital is the dividing line between decency and depravity, between compassion and cruelty. On the one side stands Israel, animated by the values we cherish, values that move us to treat sick Palestinians, thousands of them, from Gaza. They come to our hospitals, we treat them despite the fact that terrorists from Gaza hurl thousands of rockets at our cities. It's those same values that inspire Israeli medics and rescuers to rush to the victims of natural disasters across the world, to Haiti, to Turkey, to Japan, the Philippines, to many other stricken lands. Now, on the other side of that moral divide, steeped in blood and savagery, stand the forces of terror, Iran, Assad, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and many others. Did you ever hear about Syria sending a field hospital anywhere? Did you ever hear about Iran sending a humanitarian delegation overseas? No? You missed that memo? You know why you haven't heard anything about that? Because the only thing that Iran sends abroad are rockets, terrorists, and missiles to murder, maim, and menace the innocent. And what the Iranian people, or rather what the Iranian regime does abroad, is just as similar to what they do to their own people. They execute hundreds of political prisoners, they throw thousands more into their jails, and they repress millions in a brutal theocracy. If you want to understand the moral divide that separates Israel from its enemies, just listen to Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, Iran's terror proxy in Lebanon. He said this. He said, "Iran and Hezbollah love death, and Israel loves life. And that's why," he said, "Iran and Hezbollah will win, and Israel will lose." Well, he's right about the first point. They do glorify death, and we do sanctify life. But he's dead wrong on the second point. It's precisely because we love life that Israel shall win. In the past year, Iran's radical regime has tried to blur this moral divide. It wheels out its smiling president and its smooth-talking foreign minister. But if you listen to their words, their soothing words, they don't square with Iran's aggressive actions. Iran says it only wants a peaceful nuclear program. So why is it building a heavy water reactor, which has no purpose in a peaceful nuclear program? Iran says it has nothing to hide. So why does it ban inspectors from its secret military sites? Why doesn't it divulge its military nuclear secrets of its military nuclear activities? They absolutely refuse to say a word about that. Iran says it's not building nuclear weapons. So why does it continue to build ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, whose only purpose is to carry nuclear warheads? See, unlike Scud missiles that are limited to a range of a few hundred miles, ICBMs can cross vast oceans, and they can strike right now, or very soon, the eastern seaboard of the United States, Washington, and very soon after that, everywhere else in the United States, up to L.A. And the important point to make is this: Iran's missiles can already reach Israel. So those ICBMs that they're building, they're not intended for us. You remember that beer commercial? "This bud's for you." Well, when you see Iran building ICBMs, just remember, America, that's God's for you. Now,
you're listening to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk yesterday, just within a couple hours ago, to America, thanking America for, he says, there's not a stronger relationship between Israel with any other nation and other than America. And he also knows for the very fact that He complimented and praised our Secretary of State John Kerry for working tirelessly. He said, basically, he said, you can see the black lines under my eyes. We have not slept. And it's just amazing to see how hard they're working. And just think about it. I mean, if you've been in the Middle East, everything's right next to each other.
Right.
And we're going to continue. We're going to continue after the break hearing the more. And you can hear it in its entirety on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But understand that they could have, it's not 60 miles wide. 60, 70 miles wide is how wide Israel is. You're looking at Jordan, then you're looking at Iran. I mean, it's right there. They can just, they lobbed a few over when, what's his name was in there? Hussein. And here we are right now. And he's saying, they're building those missiles for us. This is what he says. This is what the prime minister of Israel says. These missiles are strictly for ICBM. By the way, I know we don't know. We talked about semantics yesterday, talking about hegemony. Is that just basically means this? A bomb called a nuclear bomb that can blow the heck out of a huge part of the world. Mm. And he's saying that they already can reach Washington, D.C. today and New York today.
Wow.
And soon L.A. Mm. So I'm saying, you know, we got to stand. This is so serious. And what he was saying, too, and we're going to break, he was saying that there just shouldn't be a nuclear at all in Iran. Just forget it.
No,
they can't handle it. Zero, zilch. And he says it's not going to be, you know, and he's just trying to give everybody, y'all can buy into this vision.
You can trust when he says there won't be any.
But I learned a long time ago when I was in law enforcement, listen to the small guy. Mm. Because the big guy's confident any time he could take you out. But the small guy realized he has one shot and he's got to go with everything he's got. And he's going to do it. We're going to go right back into listening to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at AIPAC just yesterday. Listen up.
Got that joke. It's not only that Iran doesn't walk the walk. In the last few weeks, they don't even bother to talk the talk. Iran's leaders say they won't dismantle a single centrifuge. They won't discuss their ballistic missile program. And guess what tune they're singing in Tehran? It's not God Bless America. It's Death to America. And they chant this as brazenly as ever, some charm offensive. And here's my point. Iran continues to stand unabashedly on the wrong side of the moral divide. And that's why we must continue to stand unequivocally on the right side of that divide. We must oppose Iran and stand up for what is right. My friends, yesterday I met with President Obama, with Vice President Biden, with Secretary Kerry, and with the leaders of the U.S. Congress. We had very good meetings. I thank them for their strong support for Israel, for our security, including in the vital area of missile defense. I said that the greatest threat to our common security is that of a nuclear-armed Iran. We must prevent Iran from having the capability to produce nuclear weapons. And I want to reiterate that point. Not just to prevent them from having the weapon, but to prevent them from having the capacity to make the weapon. That means we must dismantle Iran's heavy water reactor and its underground enrichment facilities. We must get rid of Iran's centrifuges and its stockpiles of enriched uranium. And we must insist that Iran fully divulge the military dimensions of its nuclear program. Now, 17 countries around the world have peaceful nuclear energy programs. They're doing this without spinning centrifuges, without enriching uranium, without operating heavy water facilities, and without conducting military nuclear research. You know why Iran insists on doing all these things that the other peaceful countries don't do. It's because Iran doesn't want a peaceful nuclear program. Iran wants a military nuclear program. I said it here once. I'll say it here again. If it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, then what is it? Well, it ain't a chicken, and it's certainly not a dove. It's still a nuclear duck. Well, unfortunately, the leading powers of the world are talking about leaving Iran with the capability to enrich uranium. I hope they don't do that, because that would be a grave error. It would leave Iran as a threshold nuclear power. It would enable Iran to rapidly develop nuclear weapons at a time when the world's attention is focused elsewhere. And we see, as we speak, that that could happen. In one part of the world today, tomorrow in another part, maybe North Korea. So just remember what Rouhani wrote a few years ago. He wrote this in a rare moment of candor. He said, if a country can enrich uranium, even to a low level, it can effectively produce nuclear weapons. Precisely. And leaving Iran as a threshold nuclear power would deliver a death blow to nonproliferation. Iran is an outlaw state. It's violated multiple UN Security Council resolutions prohibiting enrichment. If we allow this outlaw terrorist state to enrich uranium, how could we seriously demand that any other country not enrich uranium? My friends, I believe that letting Iran enrich uranium would open up the floodgates. It really would open up a Pandora's box of nuclear proliferation in the Middle East and around the world. That must not happen. And we will make sure it does not happen. Because letting the worst terrorist regime on the planet get atomic bombs would endanger everyone, and it certainly would endanger Israel, since Iran openly calls for our destruction. 70 years ago, our people, the Jewish people, were left for dead. We came back to life. We will never be brought to the brink of extinction again. Prime Minister of Israel, I will do whatever I must do to defend the Jewish state of Israel. You know, I'm often asked whether Israel truly wants diplomacy to succeed. And my answer is, of course we want diplomacy to succeed, because no country has a greater interest in the peaceful elimination of the Iranian nuclear threat. But this threat will not be eliminated by just any agreement. Only by an agreement which requires Iran to fully dismantle its military nuclear capability. Now, you know how you get that agreement with Iran? Not by relieving pressure, but by adding pressure. Mm-hmm. Pressure is what brought Iran to the negotiating table in the first place. And only more pressure will get them to abandon their nuclear weapons program. Greater pressure on Iran will not make war more likely. It will make war less likely. Because the greater the pressure on Iran, and the more credible the threat of force on Iran, the smaller the chance that force will ever have to be used. Ladies and gentlemen, peace is Israel's highest aspiration. I'm prepared to make a historic peace with our Palestinian neighbors.
It is amazing as we're listening to Bibi, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak, and I wish you can hear the whole thing now, but you can see the entire speech on The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on The Torch and look for This Scuds for You, and you'll be able to see it. But he's saying very specifically, more pressure on Iran means less likely that we would go to war. So to take the pressure off is what so many people were saying, doing, lifting the sanctions and all this different thing. It's like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. We got to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Understand, as he's saying, this scud could already reach Israel. He said, this scud's for you. He's talking about us in America. They can already reach Washington, D.C. And in the context of that, you're thinking, you know, why didn't we, when the Arab Spring, we talked about this before, and hopefully there's a related article to this, but why didn't we come and help out the people of Iran when they cried out for help? The Green Party wrote a letter to our president and said, come and help us. And it laid there on his desk, unacknowledged, mm-hmm. until after they were repressed, and again, in Iran. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are we doing? Are we fueling the adversary of the apple of God's eye, Israel? Dear God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But we has got a chance to be able to watch on VFN TV, and you can see the whole speech of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak at AIPAC just a few hours ago, within less than 24 hours ago. And it's just so encouraging. It's so encouraging to hear the boldness. And he talks about it. When you get a chance to talk about this part, and you can, it's about a 40-minute speech. You can hear the whole thing on the VFN Torch. But he talks about how countries, nations, states in America, large conglomerates like Google and Facebook, they're all coming to Israel for technology to help them out. Mm. And it's amazing. It's like there's been a shift in the world. And all of a sudden, you know, Israel has the stage of the world. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing how that works. And it's like, they're like, and he's preaching from the Bible. He's preaching very specifically about Jacob and the land and all these different things. And you bless those who bless Israel. And just, it's exciting to see the fulfillment of prophecy. He goes on to say in his speech that that he's willing to make great successions of land for peace. And this is, you know, this is going to happen. This is what the Lord says. You know, these things are going to happen. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You know, trust in the Lord. And understand that in Matthew chapter 24, and this is what I want to talk about before we go, and we're also going to be talking about this thing called a bump key that's going around right now, because no matter what locks you have on your door, they can actually unlock any lock you have on your door right now for $2 and get off the internet. And we'll be talking about that soon. And by the way, they walked up somebody's house with this key, the reporter did, and knocked on the door and says, can I bump your door? And he's like, you couldn't get in here. And he's like, mm-hmm. You did it. Boom, came right in the man's door. Wow. With a deadbolt and a lot. So you want to stay tuned for that, because we want to be able to talk about that, inform you. You're going to be able to find out more details on The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and so much more. Don't forget also, we have Penny Nance, the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America, is going to be on this week. They are educating. Concerned Women for America is educating America on our original founding values. Mm. And it's exciting. You can find out more about them at Concerned Women, CWFA.org. And also you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch to find out more about them. But she'll be on sharing, because they're traveling around educating everybody on the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare, because it's the law. I think a couple days away, you're going to have to sign up, or it's a law. You're breaking the law by March 31st. And so whenever you're hearing this, it's a law. You got to do that. And it's a tax, by the way. It's called different things, but what the judge, Supreme Court Judge Roberts said, this is a tax and Congress has the right to tax. And so it's a tax right there. But right off the bat, you know, we'll be talking more about that when she's on. But right off the bat, in Israel, they had their patrol was out. Their patrol was out. And when their patrol was out doing what they do, you know, they're real good at being able to do that. They found the Israel Navy intercepted Gaza-bound Iranian rockets. As a matter of fact, hold on one moment. I want you to see this thing. You got to see this thing. Here they are right here. That the Jerusalem Post is reporting just yesterday, Israel's Navy intercepted. Do you have that?
It's coming.
It's coming. Okay. Yeah, Israel's Navy intercepted those Gaza-bound Iranian rockets that were going right to, and this is, you know, how in the world are you going to have a land for peace if you're going to bring missiles to shoot at us? You know what I'm saying? And so, special operations director, you know, overseen. You're looking at the missiles right now. Special operations director overseen by the Israeli Defense Force Chief Gantz takes place. Said this takes place in the Red Sea, about 1,500 kilometers away from Israel's shore, and ship carrying Iranian M-302 rockets, towed by the Navy ship, and they're bringing this thing back. But they found it. Look at this thing. They're pointing at it right now, and they're going to point in just a moment that this was actually made in Iran. Some of the packages of food that's on there that they have on the ships is right there. It looks like that's probably the end of it right there. But look, these missiles were headed right to Gaza. Understand that it is 60, 70 miles wide. I mean, you think about that, 60 or 70 miles wide, and that's okay. 60 or 70 miles wide, and a missile like that could just destroy, you know, the Knesset. It could destroy the government. It could destroy the capital. Different things of that nature. So, right. My goodness. And we helped at one time participate in helping build a bomb shelter, you know, thanks to Dan Livingston in Pensacola, Florida. He's a representative, I think, in the local area in Pensacola for CUFI, Christians United for Israel, which we support CUFI. And it's like, this is what's happening on a daily basis. And to see Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu go and be so bold and to do what he did just a few hours ago at AIPAC and stand up for his country. And he's like, never again is this going to happen. Mm. And it's a mandatory requirement in Israel that you have to serve in the military at least 2 years. And that's just so, I think, you know, instead of mandatory this and mandatory that in America, what we probably need is mandatory military service. Instead of taking over the school system, and trying to re-educate folks, you know, with this other things that are going on.
Right.
That why not just have us all go 2 years in the military, and then you could teach us about our country, and we could be loyal, and we could defend her, and all these wonderful things that the military does for us on a daily basis. And those soldiers are these Israelis, the IDF, that serving their 2 years.
Yeah.
And they discover this missile's coming in. Think about that. How powerful is that? That is so, so very powerful to see that, you know, take place.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.